In 1962, the curator of the archive of the Vizcaínos College in Mexico City was organizing a cupboard when suddenly he was hit on the head by a package falling from a higher shelf. It was a set of 10 little books bound in leather containing parts of a musical work by Facco. He consulted the catalogue of documents in the college, but there was no record of the books, so he approached the musicologist Uberto Zanoli, who then began an extensive search into finding more about this elusive composer. There was one helpful clue. The music had been published in Amsterdam by a well-known publishing house of the day and featured in the publisher's catalogue next to the concertos by Vivaldi. It was discovered that Facco was born near Venice in 1676, but spent most of his working life in Spain. He was employed by Carlo Antonio Spinola, Viceroy of Sicily, and then for the King of Spain. There should be more scores, but his music was destroyed along with many other compositions in the fire in the Royal Chapel in Madrid in 1734. The score found in Mexico City is called Pensieri Adriamonici, meaning Thoughts of the Adriatic, perhaps referring to the Adriatic Sea in Venice. It's a collection of 12 violin concertos. Could it be that they got to Mexico because Facco's patron Spinola had economic interests in the silver mines of Mexico? The recording I have chosen is by the Mexican Baroque Orchestra. They have added the vihuela and guitarrón to the continuo section, as might have been the case when performed in 18th century Mexico. The allegro of the last concerto of the collection, number 12 in B-flat major, has many features, including drones, long sequences, surprising cello solos, and lots of antiphonal conversations between the violins. It's played here by Manuel Zogby with the Mexican Baroque Orchestra under Miguel Lawrence. Thank you. The Allegro from Fakor's 12th Concerto was played there by Manuel Zogby with the Mexican Baroque Orchestra under Miguel Lawrence.